You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. I'll be your host for today. Welcome, everyone, to the new year, the year 2008. The show is pre-recorded today, so if you phone in and I don't pick up, it's because I'm not here. Last week, thank you very much to Duncan, who filled in for me. So this week, I'm still gone, but I have prepared a show that represents the best of 2007, in my humble opinion. This shouldn't reflect in any way what I deem as the best, I think you should all think was the best of 2007. This is just what my personal tastes have told me is the best of this past year. It was a really hard year to choose, there's nothing that particularly stood out. I don't know if it was just me. Maybe I was out of the loop for 10 months or something. But I went over my playlist of everything that I played in 2007, saw what came up the most, saw what I favored more than the others, and so I have collected about 20 or so of these albums that I've played the most throughout the year. They're not in order of least to favorite or other way around. There is no order to this show ever, but hopefully by the end of the show I will be able to pick a favorite. I haven't yet, but hopefully the next hour or so I'll come to some kind of conclusion as to which one I can crown as my favorite 2007. Maybe I won't. Maybe I'll even just leave it random and say, they were all good at some point in time, in my opinion. So, I don't know. We'll just see where this show takes me, and hopefully by the end of it, I'll have some kind of conclusion to give you. I will let you know, however, that there were a lot of reissues this year, and I'm counting them as 2007 releases. I don't know. I think that's kind of cheating, but I'm going to do so anyways. And I'm not here, so there's not a lot you can do about it. So let's just get right into it. One of my favorite albums of 2007 had to be Comeback Kids Broadcasting. Now, over the course of time of the history of Comeback Kid, they lost their original vocalist. Don't remember his name. That's just great. And Unfortunately, I did like their original vocalist better than their new one. And their new one is actually just their guitarist who stepped up to plate to sing for the band. He's still good. It's still an amazing record, but I'm just saying, just miss their old vocalist. But about mid-February, they released Broadcasting, which came out on Small Man Records here in Canada. And so let's start off our show with one of my favorite Canadian hardcore bands. This is Comeback Kid on We All Fall Down.
Problem, and we'll run. had no dough. Philip's drinking whiskey with a stripper. He got frisky, picked her up and fell and broke his toe. My nerves are really shot and I've become unmanned. And I see him going pale beneath my tan. Where's my Ativan? Houston, we have a problem and we're running out of time. Houston, we have a problem. The kids are all out of their minds. Houston, we have a problem and we're running out of time. Houston, we have a problem. The kids are all out of their minds.
Smile, you make is there to do on a Thursday night in Vancouver?
Absolutely nothing!
Not anymore. Now it's the Factory! You can be a superstar too when you're enjoying deliciously affordable beverages and dancing all night long at the Factory!
I'll see you at Lola's and Kit's every Thursday night for the Factory!
Is Lola's that place at Broadway and Vine?
That's right, and every Thursday night the most fabulous people in town will be there for the Factory.
You must be 19.
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. That was a lovely PSA. You know, we only scream quality here at CITR. That's just great. Before that little PSA, you heard the Riff Randalls. Yes? Yes, you did. Off of their album Double Cross, that song is called All I Know. It has been forever since the Riff Randalls have put out any kind of album, and I'm so glad that they decided to, because the last time they put out an album before this is, I can't even remember. It was that long ago. But they're definitely one of my favorite local bands. They put out an album on Scratch Records called Double Cross this year. And like I said, I'm so glad that they did. Will they be the winner? Will they be the one that I crown Marielle's favorite record of 2007? I don't know. We'll just have to stay tuned to find out. I don't even know yet myself. Before the Riff Randalls, I played Alkaline Trio. That song was called Hell Yes, and it originally came out on a 7-inch a long time ago. But this year, 2007, they put out a collection of B-sides and rarities called Remains. It's a 2-disc type deal, but one's a DVD, and it comes with videos and behind-the-scenes stuff and cool collector's shit like that. Definitely liked it, even though most of these songs on the CD have been released before, I still enjoyed it. It's a great collection of some of their not as well known stuff. So Alkaline Trio, that was off of their CD Remains. Before that, I played The Queers off of their album Monkey Brain. That song's called Houston, We Have a Problem. And The Queers actually not only released an album this year, they also came to Vancouver to play a show. They played at the Red Room, and I think they even played with the Riff Randalls. And I'd have to say that was probably one of my favorite shows of this year as well. Don't know if it was my favorite one. Like I said, I'm just, you know, this is coming together as the show progresses. So as I deliberate to myself, I'll just keep playing songs that I really liked from this year. But yeah, The Queers played a show. The Red Room, it was so good. I had a really great time. Everyone else that was there looked like they were having fun as well. I don't know, maybe I'll talk about more shows that I really liked in just a bit, maybe in about 10 minutes or so. Instead of doing like concert listings, maybe I'll talk about the shows that I thought were the best of 2007. Let's do that instead. And I started off that set with some Canadian hardcore, Canada's very own Comeback Kid. They released an album called Broadcasting this year, and I played the title track. If you ever wanted to check out my playlists online, I do post them on the World Wide Web. You can check it out at weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. And that will get updated at some point. I'm actually on vacation right now. The show is pre-recorded, so when I come back, which is soon, I will put everything up on the internet. I'll podcast this shit and stuff. Don't worry, guys. Hold your horses. How about we get to some more favorites of 2007? This year, another local band that I really like, for various reasons, put out an album. This band is called Darkest of the Hillside Thickets. Premier H.P. Lovecraft band. I do love H.P. Lovecraft, and I do love The Call of Cthulhu, don't we all? They released an album called The Shadow Out of Tim, definitely one of my favorites of 2007. Don't know if it was the best. but we'll see. How about we just get right to it so I can stop talking. This is a song called Slee Stack and Yeti by the Darkest of the Hillside Thickets on We All Fall Down's Best of 2007.
Every time that they think the plan's the main,
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. Welcome back to the best of 2007 in Marielle's own opinion. I just played, who did I just play? Newfound Glory. Newfound Glory with a cover of It Ain't Me, Babe. You can find this off of their album, From the Screen to Your Stereo, Part 2. And what they did was, a few years back, Newfound Glory released a short album, just a couple songs on it, called From the Screen to Your Stereo, where they did punk covers of songs that were made famous through movies such as The Titanic, Armageddon, Karate Kid, The Goonies, and The Neverending Story, That Thing You Do, a whole bunch of others. And I loved it. I loved it. All the songs were winners. And if they weren't awesome to begin with, Newfound Glory made it even better by doing like punk rock covers of these songs. And so they decided to do another album in the same vein. So what they did was they asked their fans to contact them through email. And they asked their fans what songs they wanted to hear covered from movies that were probably more recent than the ones they did last time. And so that's what they did. They ended up covering songs from, they covered Amélie, I believe. And the song that I played, In A Me Babe, was originally written by Bob Dylan, but it was covered by Reese Witherspoon and Joaquin Phoenix in Walk the Line, a movie about Johnny Cash. So it's the cover of a cover, but I still really like it. It's fun. It's a fun album. What can I say? Before Newfound Glory, I played King Khan and the Barbecue Show. Now, this was a re-release. They re-released their self-titled full-length album. I believe they re-released it on In the Red Records, but I can't be sure. And I don't know if this really counts because it didn't actually, like, it didn't originally come out this year. The re-release just came out this year, but I'm going to count it anyways because I really like this album. I played a song called Love You So, and I didn't get to see them the last time they were here, and I've been told, been informed, that they may have trouble coming up to Canada in the future. They don't already presently. So it might be a while until they come again, which kind of bums me out, but I haven't lost hope. Still cross my fingers, hoping they'll come back to Vancouver so I can't miss them the next time. Before that, the Black Rebel Motorcycle Club off of their album Baby 81. That song was called Weapon of Choice. Not the top of the charts for me, but you know, most of this album is still pretty decent. I still really enjoyed the parts I liked. Black Rebel Motorcycle Club came to play a show in Vancouver. I missed it because I excel at missing supposedly good shows, so I don't know. What can I do? And before that, I started off the set with a local band called Darkest of the Hillside Thickets off of their album The Shadow Out of Tim. That song was called Sleestack and Yeti. And the last time they played a show, I believe it was supposed to be at the Bourbon. I was going to go, but I didn't. I didn't because, like I said, I miss good shows. But how about the shows that I did go to that I liked? There are so many shows that I wanted to go to in 2007. I didn't get to go to all of them, but I did get to go to a fair few. And so I can't remember them all because I don't really, like, I have no way of recording which shows I go to. And because I go to quite a lot, I end up forgetting that I've seen a band before. So maybe I'm forgetting something amazing, but these are the ones that stuck out in my mind. So instead of doing concert listings this week, I'm going to discuss shows, but very briefly, that I thought were of mention, of honorable mention, that really kind of, you know, left a mental mark on me last year. I just recently saw Shonen Knife at Richards on Richards, which was such a treat. Who knew that they would ever come back to Vancouver? They've been around forever. They opened for Nirvana. But they came back. They came back to Vancouver and did a headlining show, and it was adorable. It was amazing. What can I say? What else? I saw The Hits for the first time this year, a local band called The Hits. And I remember when I first heard their album, I thought it was pretty good, you know, nothing super spectacular, but I really enjoyed it. So I went to go see them, and their show was effing amazing. It was so good. Like, I didn't care that I didn't recognize most of their songs. Like, it was such a good show. I had such a good time. I can't wait to see them again. What else happened? I saw the Ravenettes. Yep, I saw the Ravenettes at Richards on Richards. Really, really cool, very Jesus and Mary Chain. It was just the two of them, and they had one other girl on stage, and she was playing the drums, but she only had, like, a floor tom and a snare and maybe a cymbal, like, one cymbal, and that was it. And they just, like, I think they played to a click track, but it doesn't really matter. It was a great show. Last year, I said the best show of the year was when I saw Harry and the Potters play for free in front of the Vancouver Public Library downtown. And you know what? They played again this summer in front of the Vancouver Public Library for free, guys. And once again, it was amazing. It was amazing. They are so adorable. Two brothers that look like Harry Potter, and they wrote and sing songs about Harry Potter. It was so good and so nerdy. And because I'm such a huge dork, like, I love bands, concept bands like that. What else happened? I saw Agent Orange. Amazing show. Three Inches of Blood. They played a record release show. Fire Up the Blades came out. Maybe I'll play Fire Up the Blades in just a second. It was at Richards. Cool show. Before that, I think I saw The Pointed Sticks. Was it after? I don't remember. But I saw The Pointed Sticks, another amazing band. Like, I noticed that this year there were a lot of bands that I, you know, would have never assumed I would get the chance to see, like Shona Knife and Agent Orange. And they came to Vancouver, and I went, and their shows were everything I could have expected and more. What else happened? I saw Dandy Wind, which isn't really an artist I would play on my show, but I saw her at the Royal Unicorn. And oh my god, that woman is crazy. It was so amazing. It was the same night as the Pointed Sticks show, actually. What else went on? The Fucked Up show with the Transmitters, which happened at the Ukrainian Cultural Center, like, tiny venue. Another amazing show. The Bouncing Souls playing with the Loved Ones at Richards on Richards. I saw the Black Dahlia Murder open up for Cannibal Corpse. Yep, I'm not a huge fan of Cannibal Corpse, but I love the Black Dahlia Murder, so another show of note. And I saw Teenage Head, another band that I would assume I would never, ever get the chance to see. But I saw Teenage Head, and that was good too. But I'd have to say my favorite show of this year, by no means was this a large show, but just the show that I remember having the most fun at was probably the Remores show, or the Remores. Don't really know how they say it, but the Jolts dressed up like the Ramones. Well, they didn't really have to, because they already kind of look like the Ramones, but, you know, they got it down perfectly. It was so perfect. The Jolts just did Ramones covers at the Cobalt. They acted like the Ramones. They sounded like the Ramones, and I loved it so much just because... you know, I'll actually never get a chance to see the Ramones because, you know, most of them are dead. So this was the closest thing that I could ever get to seeing the Ramones. And, you know, if I ever did see the Ramones, this would have to be it. It was so amazing. It was everything that I expected. Like, when you watch them perform, when I see videos of the Ramones perform, it's almost like the Jolts studied these videos, and it was like I was watching the actual Ramones on stage when I was there that night at the Cobalt. And so kudos to the Jolts for putting on an amazing show. I really enjoyed it. You know, it may not have been an obvious pick for my favorite show of 2007, but it was the most memorable for me. What can I say? I love the Ramones. They're my favorite band. Yeah, there we go. I probably forgot, you know, a couple shows here and there, but that about, you know, wraps up my favorite shows of 2007. So, enough rambling from me. I've talked for a very long time. Let's get back to the music. And right now you are actually hearing in the background Pelican. Pelican's City of Echoes. That was the new album that they released this year. I'm playing the title track. I just kind of played it behind me because I figured that it's a really long song and I wouldn't have enough time to play all the other songs I wanted to play if I didn't talk over it, and it's an instrumental song, but it's still amazing. That is another show. Pelican was an amazing show as well, but enough talking for me. Let's finish off Pelican and then go to maybe some 3 Inches of Blood. Black Dahlia Murder? I don't know. Let's see. We'll be right back. You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. Thank you very much for listening, guys. Sorry I have to talk over this song. I'm really just running out of time, though, and I didn't even get to play all of the songs that I wanted to represent, you know, my picks of 2007. We are currently listening to a band called Set Your Goals off of their album Mutiny. The song's called Echoes, and I realized way too late in the game that I really liked this album. When I first got it, I was like, yeah, this is so cool, I like this. And then I forgot about it for a while, for a very long time, until someone called into my show and requested them, and I was like, oh my god, I actually really liked an album. So I threw them in here just last. Before Set Your Goals, what did I play? 3 Inches of Blood off of their album Fire Up the Blades. That song's called Assassins of the Light, and before that was Pelican. I had to cut off Pelican as well, just because it wasn't enough time this week in 1 hour. How can I cover 1 year in 1 hour? I don't even know. I'm going to mention some albums I didn't get to play just because I wanted to give them a fair share of fame or something like that. I don't know. Good with the words today. I didn't get to play the Black Dahlia Murder. They released an album called Nocturnal this year. I wanted to play a song called Everything Went Black. I did get to play the Transmitters. I love the Transmitters, another local band. They released a self-titled full-length album this year, and I wanted to play a song called Alma Blackwell. Maybe I'll play these songs next week. I don't know. Just won't have the same feel. Other bands of note. I wanted to mention the band Living with Lions and the Vandals. They released EPs this year, and so I didn't know whether to count them as, like, albums or not yet, because they're just kind of little guys, the little EPs. Living with Lions put out a Dude Nano EP, and the Vandals put out, I believe, a self-titled EP. So keep your eye on these bands. I really like them. They got a lot of play on my radio show this year, as you probably noticed. So I just wanted to mention that. What else is going on? That's it. That's it for me, guys. You know what? Best pick of 2007. In the end, I think I'm going to have to go with Alkaline Trio's Remains. I know it doesn't really count as an actual album, but it was the record that I listened to the most this past year. And so, just by that rule alone, I'm going to have to crown it my favorite album of 2007. I know a lot of people probably don't agree with that, because this release was, you know, a collection of previously released material, but you know what? I listened to it so much. It was the most listened to album on my iPod. That's how I judged it. That's what I'm going to go with. So let's end off with some Queen of Pain. This is one of the songs you can find on Alkaline Trio's Remains. That's it, guys. I'll be back next week. It won't be pre-recorded next week, so you can call in and voice any grievances or complaints with my picks of 2007 if you wish to do so. You can also check out my playlist online at weallfalldown.citr.blogspot.com. And you can check out podcasts for most of the shows on CITR on our website at www.citr.ca. That's it, guys. Thanks very much for listening. Sorry I wasn't here to pick up the phone calls, but I'll be back next Thursday. Let's leave off with some Queen of Pain on We All Fall Down. Thanks, guys.
Blood into the New York City.